Thank you. We'll move on to 23.15.2, which is the Fingal Township plan. Chris, would you like to go through this one?
Thank you, Mayor. This was discussed at the recent council workshop. We've added the The stage, if it's adopted by council at this meeting,
it will then put this one out for community consultation to get some feedback on the draft as well.
Thank you very much, Chris. Can I have somebody move? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Barnes. Any comments? Take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. The Cornwall 23.15.3, Chris.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, we discussed this at the council workshop and I made that amendment. Has been made to the previous three drafts as well.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, we'll put this out for community feedback on the draft.
Thank you very much, Chris. Have somebody move? Councillor Drummond, second Councillor Barnes. Any comment? All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 23.15.4, Mathena, same deal.
Thank you, Mayor. If Council passes the recommendation, it will go to the community, the Mathena community, asking for their feedback on the draft.
Thank you very much, Chris. Can I have somebody move? Councillor Barnes and seconded Councillor Carter. Any comments? All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 23.15.5 is the Community Funding Program. Chris.
Thank you, Mayor. This was discussed at the council workshop where each councillor received copies of all funding applications that we received. And these were the recommendations that were made at that workshop and they're here for ratification at today's council meeting.
Thank you very much, Chris. Could I have somebody move? Councillor Fever, seconded Councillor Drummond. Any comments from anybody? Councillor Fever, you want? No. Councillor Chappell.
Please. And I could have probably gone and found this myself, but do we have a condition when these funds are allocated that there is stipulation of proof provided by the groups of the project completion that they've actually done?
Through you, Mayor, they are asked to provide an acquittal and they do provide documentation.
Good. And yeah, that would be really good because especially some that we are continually supporting, I would like to just make sure that they're actually allocating and...
Just through you, Mayor, we're going to revise the grant program for next financial year so that will come as a draft to council.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Councillor Carter.
Just wondering whether it's a typo with the St Helens Online Access Centre allocating 3,000 and a total of 5. Is that 5 and 5?
The total cost of the project was 5, but council is only supporting $3,000.
Okay.
Can I ask a question, please?
I'm sorry. No questions from the floor. Any further? I'm sorry, that's the rules. Any further comments or questions? If we have no further comments and questions, I'll take the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 23.15.6, request for financial support for St Helens Online Access Centre. Chris.
Thank you, Mayor. This has been discussed at a few council workshops and more recently at the last council workshop that was held. And this is the recommendation that was put forward by councillors at that workshop that we do not support by providing $15,000 funding.
Thank you. Can I have somebody move? Councillor Chappell, seconded Councillor Fever. Councillor Chappell or Councillor Fever would like to speak?
I think we've discussed this in depth at the workshop.
Thank you. Anybody like to speak against? Councillor Carter?
Oh, sorry, not against. I just want to make a comment.
I'll allow that, Councillor Carter.
Thank you. It disturbs me that we are in this phase because, particularly with the St Helens Online Centre, and I know we did some research in regards to Fingal and St Mary's, but particularly with this online centre, it's quite obvious that it's extremely high usage and from my observation, being in there quite a number of times, it's an essential service for too many people within our community to let it deteriorate or lapse. So I would ask that we do everything possible to politically agitate to make sure this online centre is supported into the future.
Councillor Drummond.
I just have a question, if I may, please. I understand that the Mayor and the GM were meeting with the Minister. Was there anything that came out of that that can be discussed?
Councillor Drummond, we spoke when it was the Acting General Manager, and we spoke explicitly at the workshop about our meeting. It's not the GM, John. It was Acting GM Rao. Yep. And we spoke quite about that at great length.
So my question was, can some of that information be brought into this public forum? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, sorry. Yes, I misunderstood your question. I thought you was asking for a further meeting. Sorry. I misunderstood your questioning.
Right. So that's my question, is can we bring that information to the table here today to know what that meeting brought about and if it gives us hope for funding for this agency into the future?
Is it okay to ask Rao to come to the table, as Rao was with me at the meeting? Rao, would you like to come forward and put forward what happened at the meeting?
Thank you, Mayor. Well, the meeting was, let's say, a frank discussion around the between the Mayor and the Minister, predominantly around the model that the online access centres are funded under. He was adamant that the agreement that the online access centres are running under would not change during the term of that agreement. We put it to him that the actual funding arrangements were not only inadequate for the centres to run the way, certainly with the visitation ours has, to run successfully and sustainably. And his simple response to that was, well, they simply need to cut their cloth to fit. I think it'd be fair to say, Mayor, you were fairly upfront about that wasn't a satisfactory response.
I think it's fair to say that I did ask the Minister if he would attend, and that I don't deal with weasel words when I'm in a meeting. I actually want it straight up and down what he's saying, and that is what was quoted. The Minister come back a little bit peeved, I think, that I was showing a lot of support for our online access centre, and his response was the department will not be changing the model, will not be giving extra money, and that the model of this online access centre at the end of the next 18 months, when the funding ceases, there will be a new model. And the new model is where he would like our local council, which Rao give an undertaking, would be to try to help formulate a new model that would be applicable to get extra funding. And the reason why the Minister was very adamant that we need to do that, but he will not give 1 cent extra on the current model that's already been signed and agreed, is the new model will have access from different government departments to get extra funding. And I think State Growth and who was the other one?
State Growth and the Department of Education as well.
Yes.
I believe that there may even be another department there. There's so many of them now. But the point that he made was very much around he would offer up his senior advisors to work with us to come up with a very much a break-it-a-centric model.
Yes.
For how the future might look, and he wanted us to get in on the ground floor to do that. Now, we understand, to be frank, that was the only thing we could salvage from that meeting. The Minister was absolutely adamant that there was no extra funding on the table. And in many respects, my takeaway, Mayor, was that the online access centres as we know them at the end of this funding agreement may not exist at all. And the concern that I think we both shared was that, well, we needed to salvage at least something from it. And to have 18 months to try and work with the online access centre and other people who are going to be impacted by this, I think this model is also going to potentially impact the Brackaday Employment Centre as well.
Rael, he also was very keen on seeing Brackaday having its own model and become a hub. And he was very, I suppose, quite glowing towards the hub. Is it Queenstown or Strawn?
Yeah, it's in Queenstown.
And he thought that that would be a model that may not reflect completely the Breaker Day, but what they want to do in 18 months' time is have a model that suits your area, that is your own model. So each area is treated differently based on your needs, not have a generic model that goes across them all. So the onus was thrown back at Raoul and myself to get council to be a part, working with the senior advisors, to put a model together so that we'd have a fit-for-purpose model based on a hub at the end of this 18 months when the funding ceased. That would be about the best we could...
Yeah, I think you summed it up really well, Mayor. I think the challenge for us as a council now, though, is we have an existing group of really dedicated volunteers who... And, you know, it's very well supported by the local communities. How do we as a council keep that group, you know... the momentum that they have and keep them running until this and be involved in the development of that new model when it feels, I guess, with the minister saying there is no extra funding, it feels like a bit of a kick in the guts, I guess.
Could I ask John?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and certainly that writing on the has been there on the wall for a while now with where the government is going, but what in the minister saying that's fine, but we've also got the Fingal Valley with two centres in the Fingal Valley which are in the equation as well, because they will be exactly the same situation, and where they've been pushing towards being based around libraries and the service delivery there, and that's what some of his advisors have said in the past. A lot they've said the libraries do the same thing, so to speak, which we know that they're not quite like that, but St Mary's may have a library, but Fingal does not have a library. So in the context of anything moving forward, then it's a broader area that we need to consider. But also apart from that too, while the government encouraging us to be at the table, that's also their way of trying to get council to put funds into it as well. That's what this is about.
If you also, Rao, reflect on my little bit of an outburst to the minister, he felt that I didn't think it was quite appropriate the way the government was handling this and trying to handball responsibility of their departments to council and get council involved, hence exactly what John was saying. And to be quite fair, if I said I was a little bit pissed off at the meeting and the response from the minister, I think that would be an understatement. Rao was extremely upfront and strong supporting the online act centre as it is, but we was told absolutely categorically there'll be no extra funding. So the only thing that we can glean out of it was to come home, lick our wounds a little bit, but work with collaboratively with all of the departments to set up a hub and a new model that can be funded efficiently and appropriately for what is needed. Barry.
You know, I'm at a phase of life where I don't like the word model anymore, because I'm in a few organisations and every time I come across it, it means a reduction in funds. So a new model, yep, we're going to reduce the funds, and the BEC is in exactly the same boat going ahead. I'm fully supportive of council being proactive, trying to work out a way forward to develop a hub, but with the same amount of money as is coming in now, not a 30 or 40 or 50% reduction in what the government wants.
Thank you, Councillor Drummond.
Thank you both for that explanation. I just think it's important that that information is in the public domain and not just in the workshop, and that's why I stressed that it was bringing it. What could we bring from the workshop to the table here so that people in our community are aware of the conversations that are going on behind closed doors, if you like. I absolutely agree. The volunteer engagement through the online access centre is remarkable. And my question then would be, if we have been encouraged as a council to be at the table, are we going to take, and you've alluded to that a little bit, Raoul, that are we going to take those volunteers into that discussion about what they see that would be, you know, a good model, a good hub? Can we engage to maintain that momentum and that engagement? can we involve the volunteers and, you know, staff that in that discussion into the future?
Yeah, through you, Mayor, I mean, ideally that's the approach that we take. Right at this point of time, we are just engaging, or I'm just engaging with some of those high-level advisors around what does that even mean?
Yeah.
And interestingly, I think the Minister hasn't made that particularly clear. He just wants a new model.
The Minister was as clear as mud. And to be quite honest, it was disappointing. But for Raoul and myself to have that very honest, frank meeting, and there was other people online, and we know that the model that we have is not going to go any further. We know that the government will chuck extra money at a new model, not less, because they're going to get money from different departments if we can create a hub. A single entity doing something gets X amount of funding. If we have a hub, they'll throw money from different departments to support that hub in the one place, and there should be extra funding. But it's going to be how, and Rao has been working with the senior advisors, we're 18 months out, we've got to try to work out what that may look like, and to be quite honest, that's where we are. Councillor Wright.
I just wanted to say I agree with all the concerns around the table. My biggest concern is just that, you know, I do not want to see the current service that we have disappear. I mean, we've got great people, as we've all agreed, we've got great people in there. It's a service that is really badly needed in the area and will continue to be badly needed and will only get more need as time goes on. And I'm sure that there's also a big increase around the tourist season as well. We have people popping in there probably in much larger numbers than we have in the valley centres. So I'm really quite concerned, and I'd feel more comfortable if we were putting some funding toward it. I understand that we're not wanting to take on the responsibility that should really be state government, but it concerns me that we're just going to lose the centres.
Councillor Drummond.
I was just going to say, I think, and I understand that Raoul's working at that high level at the moment, but I think we have the expertise within our communities. We have the expertise in the volunteer base at the online centre in St Helens. We have that expertise in St Mary's at the online centre and also at Fingal. And if we can get those people to the table as well and bring their ideas to the table about what would work into the future, I think that's vitally important. And you maintain that engagement and hopefully that viability of those services going forward. I agree with Kylie. I do think it's very sad that we cannot find $15,000 to keep those services being provided to our community, because they are vital services.
I think, Raoul, the take from the meeting, and hopefully for today, is a continual dialogue from yourself and council to the different department heads, because whilst 18 months seems quite some time, it'll come round quicker than what you think, and we need to have a very well-constructed plan of what we actually need in this new model, this new hub, and what it's going to look like and where the funding is going to come from and how much funding you need for that, so that we actually grow and we don't diminish. Councillor.
This might not be in the right place to bring it up, but when we're talking about a hub, this is the online centre, but the hub of different services, bringing them together, it may well be, it would be good to see council take some lead in that with the volunteers or the members of those groups, to actually not just use the online centre volunteers and what they would see, but actually those others that are in the other communities where we're going to try and get money from the departments to build this hub, that's we'd have expertise there. So I'm not quite sure if this is the right place, but maybe we can bring that up at workshop at some stage, but to actually bring the communities that would come together to create that hub that we want to see that's unique, that benefits Breaker Day.
I think basically, Councillor Johnson, is we may be another 6 months out before before Raoul has got enough detail from working with the, if you like, the overseers of the money jar, so that we can actually then start to engage. If you engage too early and you have nothing to say, you don't actually gain a lot. I think it's more important for Raoul to engage significantly with the other departments and at least understand what we're actually trying to aim for and how it's possible, because there's one thing that's really bad: if you promise something you can't have, and you, too much expectation can create a lot of disappointment. I think it's really important for RAO to come back with some very clear lines of what the department, state growth, libraries, all of the different makeup of the hub, then he can bring it to council to a workshop so that we can actually start fleshing it out. But we've got to let RAO, I think, actually delve into that before we have any detail. Councillor Chris, do you please speak, and then Ian.
Sorry, through you, Mayor, and we just need to be mindful that all online centres cater for different things as well. So we have to ensure that we capture everything in these meetings that we have with the volunteers as well. Yeah.
Most
so that
definitely.
We don't lose those ones through the valley.
Most
part.
Definitely. Mm. Ian.
I was just going to... I appreciate what you just said in regards to needing a time period to assess all this stuff, but one of the things that I would think is really essential in the short term is to communicate with those organisations that are affected by this and just say, we're on it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they're going to sit around for 6 months saying, where are we? What's happening? So I think as much as we need to be prepared and organised, it's also incumbent on us to inform those affected by this dilemma to be communicated with.
I think I fully agree, Councillor Carter, and everything you've just said. The biggest problem that I have, and every time I go to a meeting, I get a little bit hostile when I'm dealing with government, if they keep trying to push costs and responsibility down onto local government for federal or state services. And that's where we're being pushed again at the moment. If we just take our blinkers off and say, forget the online access centre in its generic manner, how much time and resources and cost is going to be put into council now because of the minister saying, you fellas have got to be involved at the table, sit down and work it out and then tell me what you want. We're going to be now doing an awful lot of work at council manager level on another state government department service. And I get sick of the government, I don't care what colour they are, and I don't care whether it's state or federal, continually pushing responsibilities of their departments to be managed better and more efficiently by local councils funding the bill to do it. That's what annoys me. And we all know that our managers have already got their roles, and this is a very important role, don't get me wrong, because our volunteers and our online access are very important. But we keep getting pushed into situations where local government, through no fault of its own, has to take on more and more responsibility from what state government starts up. They fund it, they implement it, and then they lose interest in it and say, you fellas go and fix it. That's what it appears to be by me. What was your feeling, Raoul?
I just ask for clarity. I misunderstood what you responded to with, because all I'm simply saying is to talk to the local people involved. I'm talking about the state.
And I fully endorse that.
Okay, so that's all I was asking.
Yeah.
Which is what I was saying.
And through in there, I think it's been an important discussion today, certainly from an officer perspective, that I now have a clear understanding that we need to engage with the state, with the senior advisors there, but also have clear direction, I think, from council now to also go back and work with the Online Access Centre and the volunteers, we do a staff through the valley and here, and try and explain that, you know, we are going to try and help the best we can to push towards whatever that new approach will be. And I think, in all honesty, the Online Access Centre here at St Helens has already done a good job of pivoting towards some more educational programs, like the STEM for Girls program that they're running. I think that model moving forward is probably more what the government's looking for, is that link between not just, you know, a walk-in assistance program, but also working more within the community around specific educational outcomes that are tailored for that local area.
Councillor Drummond.
Just one final comment. I definitely hear you, Mayor Tucker, in regard to state pushing costs down, but I think we've always got to be very cognizant and weigh that up against the detriment that will be made to our community, which is who we serve at day's end, if those services don't continue. We have to continue working with state and we have to try and shore back to them. This is your responsibility. But at the same time, it's a very fine balancing act between what is going to be lost by the community if we don't find this 15,000, you know. I think that's really important to look at.
I fully agree, Councillor Drummond. It's a balancing act. There's no question about that. So, any other comments or questions, please? Okay, well, I'm going to take this one to the vote. All in favour?
I'm very uncomfortable with this one.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Six, four. Mm. And against? Two against. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who abstained?
Nobody abstained. Councillor Wright, Councillor Drummond voted. Oh, sorry. Well, it must have been 7-2. 7-2 and two against. 23.15.7 is the St Helens Sports Complex. Chris, would you like to comment on this one, please?
Thank you, Mayor. This was discussed at the workshop where we engage a landscape architect. We go out for expressions of interest. The only difference is that to fund this work, that we will take the funds from public open space to cover the cost of the engagement of the landscape architect.
Can I have somebody support the opposite recommendation? Councillor Fever, Secretary Councillor Drummond. Any comments, please, because this is obviously very important. Councillor Fever.
In discussions with the architect, are you going to mention the possibility of the school being there in the future? I know that's gaining momentum at the school, and I believe the Premier was spoken to at the Athletics Carnival, etc. So it might be 5 or 10 years away, but it would just seem ridiculous to just have one plan and then if the school goes there, have to change things, it would be a waste of money.
As part of briefings for the successful, I'm not sure if aware of relevant information that they need to consider. When you look at what this is, it's about connectivity between the various areas. When you talk about the school thing, we're talking about slightly different areas. So I would expect we'd be able to work with framing to focus on the existing areas, existing uses, and that connectivity.
And as part of the brief, there'll be a process of community engagement around it as well. So it's the opportunity for those organisations as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Johnson.
Just on that point, when we talk about community engagement and they can be involved, does that mean things can be changed? Or it's just telling them that's what's going to happen?
If things are brought forward and they've seen for the better usage of the space, yeah, the plan will come back to council. So at the moment, it's just a conceptual idea. So what this will develop is a plan, which will be a draft until it's approved by council. So we might have things in there that the community go, oh, no, we don't. Or he might see, or she might see that there's something better. So that will come back as part of the master plan. Yeah.
Councillor Drummond?
Through the Chair, I actually just think this is positive because this has been on the table now for a little while. I mean, it was a year since we sort of started looking and doing the community consultation. And I think there's a feeling in the community that we're not doing very much in this regard. And I think this will prove a point of, yes, we'll get a landscape architect to look at, as Chris has just described, best uses for the area and then go back to a community consultation. I feel we're progressing it and that's a really positive thing. So thank you for that.
Councillor Wright, do you have your hand up?
No.
Any other comments? Okay, we'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
23.16.1 is Development Services Report. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning,
Jake. Jake, would you like to walk us through this one, mate?
Sure, thank you. Thank you, Mayor. It's been by steady in the planning applications come in, so it's given us a chance to catch up on some policy and project work, a couple of which are before you today, and a couple of which we'll discuss at the next workshop. So it's good to get on some outstanding issues that have been hanging around for a little while. Project-wise, we're getting on with the re-roofing of St Mary's Hall in the coming couple of weeks. So haven't gone with the colour change there, but it's the closest red that we can match in the current colourbond colours. So hopefully everybody will think that will look okay. And the lighting towers at the Selwyn Sports Complex are progressing well. They're hoping to have those completed in the next couple of weeks. So that's pretty exciting for the local footy club. Bit of a delay with the old Tasmanian Hotel community shed. as well as the indoor rec ground facility, just a few little technical engineering issues that we're working through there. But yeah, we're just working with the architects on the solution in relation to that. Next, there is just a really unfortunate situation where one of the glass backboards in the stadium exploded, and unfortunately somehow had provided some small cuts in the sports flooring system. So the whole thing's subject to an insurance claim, which has been approved and repairing that issue. But there was a bit of misinformation getting around that the Netball Association had deemed the sports floor unsafe, and we had received some correspondence that had supported that situation, but I have since had contact from the Netball Association that have confirmed that that's not the case and they will be playing on that surface. So we still have all users using the surface as is, so that's good news.
Thank you.
Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Jake. And if somebody moved the report we received, Councillor Chappell, seconded Councillor Fever. Any questions to Jake on the report? Councillor Chappell.
I'd like to clarify that about the surface there, Jake,
because I really couldn't understand the difference between basketballers playing on the court and netballers, having played both before, and why they were concerned. So that's good that that's been rectified, that issue there. My other question was, and I don't know if anybody's actually been up to the sports grounds, we're talking about the lighting tower, and I think I may have been out of the meeting when we initially looked at the initial plan, but I will have to say that it is extremely disappointing that the light tower is placed right in front of the club rooms, and somehow apparently it was the lighting surveyor that has suggested that that was the best placement, the best coverage of the lighting, but to stand there and see that this tower is going to be straight in front of the club rooms is actually a bit disappointing, and that the lighting surveyor maybe suggested that that was the best spot. I can't get my head around that. But anyway, there's nothing you can do, really. But I thought I'd just make comment about it. There's been a lot of comments, obviously, up at the football club rooms that was a poor placement choice, but that's what the experts decided.
Yeah, through you there. Yeah, at the end of the day, the project was led by the football club themselves, and Councillor Chappell's spot on that is effectively what the engineers for the lighting had come up with, because they need to achieve a certain amount of lux, it's called, on the ground at certain areas to meet the standards. So as a result, they had actually already shifted it a few metres, so they all had to shift, but you still need to have them evenly spaced as such. So, it is unfortunately where it's landed, but, not much can be done with it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 23.16.2 is a review of the Conservation Covenant. Polly, good morning. Good
morning, councillors.
Good morning.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. The Conservation Covenant Policy Council's run for a decade, I think, now. We have reviewed the four criteria for review on three-yearly review, and found that we've certainly encouraged land conservation with nearly $9,000 of rate relief returned to covenant holders last year, and 120 hectares added compared to 2019. Land under conservation covenants also increased in that period to nearly 6,000 hectares. We also had advice from the Private Land Conservation Program of the Department of Natural Resources and Environment, who look after the covenant holders. The covenants are between the Minister for the Act and landholders. And they noted that in Break a Day, covenants are in good condition and many in an excellent condition. They noted challenges with the recent wet years that we've had, and also that they find that all the covenant holders in Break a Day generally committed to their natural values, and many managed their covenants to an excellent condition and did not find any that were poorly managed that would concern us in terms of providing support. The NRM committee had reviewed that and has recommended to council that the policy that's attached to the agenda include an increase in the rate relief from $5 to $6 a hectare, and that the cap that's included in the policy be increased by $5,000 to $15,000. The combination of those things effectively would mean that there'll be an additional $5,000 provided by council to support those covenant holders, and I note Raoul reported the audit panel considered it earlier today and was comfortable with it as well. So.
Thanks, Polly. Can I have somebody move? Councillor Johnston, sorry, and seconded Councillor Wright. Any comment or all in favour? Carried unanimous. Well done. 23.16.3 is open space development guidelines. Jake?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. So since Council recently introduced a new review of the public open space contribution policy, we do get some inquiries occasionally about how we utilise those funds. And we did get a community request, and this guideline will help inform officers in relation to, you know, what projects we can approve and support. So, yeah, effectively, the guidelines are there for your information, and I have made an error in the second paragraph of the officer's report, and it says that the guidelines will provide the community and council with more certainty, it should be, when receiving public requests. Happy to take any questions now.
Could I have somebody move? Councillor Weaver, seconded. Councillor Chapman. Any questions, please, to Jake on this one? Councillor Johnston.
Just a comment or two. One, this is great, it's been done, and I think it's fabulous. Is there any way that we can talk about this being open space management guidelines instead of development? Because we're managing open space. Development, to me, means that it's could be anything more development than managed. Just so I would like to put that to you. It's a language thing for me, because when we've got open space, green open space, I hope that we will manage it. We won't necessarily develop it, so there's lots more infrastructure on it. Mm-hmm. It's managed for recreational use, for improving green open space. So they're my comments. But fantastic guidelines. I think it's really good.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, that title's pretty much been made up by the people who drafted it, such as myself, so I'm happy to support that change in the title if everybody's in agreement.
I don't know whether we need to probably think about that one a little bit more, because you've still got other things that you'd use the money to, you could develop with, which means it's not just open space. It could be a barbecue, it could be a toilet, which is development.
Could it be changed to management instead of development or something like that?
But that's all I'm saying. Not changing the guidelines. It's just the language. I see it's used for that. I just think we're managing it. We're not actually seeing every green open space as something that we actually have to do things on. That's
John, did you comment?
I'm just sort of reflecting on the change there. Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Drummond?
I was just going to say, I think management is fine, and under what you were saying, Mayor, if I may, under facility provision, you've got those elements that are development, regard to toilets, picnic tables, etc. They're listed there and they're appropriate. It's just I see that development being management and development being part of the management, if you like. So I'm in favour of the proposed change.
Obviously, if we step back and look at what the rationale for this piece of work was, it's just to really provide some guidance and put some structure around what we do in each of these locations, rather than it being a case of reaction to a suggestion. So to actually look at each piece of land and say, where does it sit within the scheme of things, and then what's the appropriate infrastructure that's needed on there. I suppose in some ways, when I reflect on the term management, it can be taken a few different ways. Management is quite broad. Development is a lot narrower. Management is talking about effectively what happens after something's been developed as well.
So, which this document doesn't actually go into that sort of detail, but in the context of the overall development for the site, or a site, or sites, it's very much there. So, really, Mr. Mayor, I'm a bit each way in relation to where it goes on this.
Would be simple, John, development and management guidelines. End of story. Management to me is telling me what we're going to manage that's already existing. Development allows me to build something. And if you're only managing what's already existing, you're actually saying we're not going to allow anything else. It's just the way you interpret it.
It is.
Yeah, so the very front end, the summary, Mr. Mayor, says the purpose of these guidelines is to provide a framework to guide the development of open space, including the provision of facilities, design and environmental sustainable initiatives. When I think management, I think broader, as I've said, that it's the ongoing management of the site, how you go about looking after it, the different elements of the overall management, not just how what you're going to do on that piece of land, which is pretty much what this is about. So, yeah, I'm not sure about the proposed change, Mr. Mayor, but at the end of the day, it's Council's decision.
Councillor Fever?
I wonder if we could just vote on the document as is now, and then in discussing workshop if we want to change the name.
Well, through Mr. Mayor, at the end of the day, if we vote on it now, that'll be Council's decision.
Look, it is ducks and drakes, but the... All right, we've got a mover and a seconder.
So if there's a change, Mr. Mayor, it will be...
It'll be an amendment.
An amendment to the motion to change it from a different councillor.
So have we got an amendment?
Why not?
So, Councillor Wright, the proposed amendment is to change the name to what?
From development to management, or you could go management and development, but I mean, I think the management side of it needs to be there.
Which one do you want, development or management, or development and management?
I think probably development and management, that covers both sides.
Do we have a seconder?
Well, management and development in that order.
Seconder, Councillor Johnston. So we'll just wait through Rebecca to type that up. Okay. We'll take this to the vote. The amendment. All in favour? Against? So the motion is now... the amendment is passed, but now the amendment becomes the motion. All in favour? Carried unanimous, thank you. 23.16.4 is the amendment to the seal plan process and the applicable fees and charges. Jake.
Thank you, Mayor. Essentially, what's triggered this is just the sheer amount of work involved in some of the processing of these applications. Within the report, I've just set out the process, and councillors have been involved in some of the hearings, so understand some of the involvement in relation to that. So the recommendation is effectively to also remove the ability to lodge an application where all parties haven't signed their petition. Before, we did have that ability for people to lodge a petition to amend a sealed plan where all parties hadn't already signed. And for a small council, this creates a huge amount of work in some cases. So what we've proposed to do is that for a valid application to be lodged, all petitioners have to have signed, including all the persons involved in the final plan of survey. So hopefully council is supportive with this approach.
Thank you very much, Jake. And I have somebody move. Councillor Fever, seconded Councillor Carter. Any questions or comments? Councillor Wright.
I understand the reasoning behind it. I just think that perhaps that hike is a little bit severe. I mean, there will be cases where people have a real, you know, I mean, in most cases, I'm sure people do have real genuine concerns, but there'll be situations where people just can't afford that kind of money. I think it's maybe a little bit steep, but I do understand, as I said, the need to review that amount.
And the question is?
Oh, it was a comment, sorry.
Okay. Any further questions or comments? If not, I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried. Against? Councillor Wright, you're abstaining or?
Yeah, I'm abstaining. Against you now.
It is against or?
Okay. Yeah, against.
Against, okay.
Just on the amount.
Thank you.
I just, sorry, through the mayor, thank you, General Manager. I just wanted to get some more clarity around recommendation two. Recommendation one, I understand absolutely. Recommendation two, I was trying to get a little bit more clarity around. So is this going to remove the right of individuals to appeal? It has to be a group, is that correct then, Jake? Sorry.
Through you, Mayor, the second recommendation is about an additional fee where it proceeds to a hearing. The work involved to process Amendment Seal Plan where there isn't any representations is a lot more straightforward than when it needs to progress to a hearing, which a whole lot more groundwork needs to be conducted, including engagement of council's legal solicitor. That's why that's
my apology. I've drawn your attention to the wrong part. I'm getting a bit muddy. It was really around the upon application of an application to amend, council officers will routinely check to ensure all parties with an interest in the land have been a party to that.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? So in the past, we've had a couple from a seal plan make an appeal. That won't be an option under this version, right?
It's still an option. Right. What it is about is right. Effectively it's the land surveyor generally who lodges these applications, because it's usually a surveying role.
Yep.
And instead of going and seeking out the owners of those lots to get their consent to lodge, they just lodge it and let us do all the work.
Okay.
So effectively what we're doing is saying, no, you're going to need to go and do your own groundwork and lodge it.
That clarifies it for me. I was thinking it was something completely different and I was getting a bit worried that we were excluding people from a process that was there. Really, I think what you're saying is a really good thing, as you say, that the surveyor goes back, because in the couple I've been involved with, the council resources have been fairly enormous.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, thank you for that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to re-put the motion. All in favour?
Yes.
Carried. Against? Councillor Wright, thank you. 23.16.5 is the George's Bay Activation Strategy. Would you like to speak to this one, Jake? Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. It's really good to get this one finally up for decision. So, obviously, it was workshopped, and our casual planner, Michael Mead, has been leading the way in relation to this one. Obviously, as part of the project, we did a fair bit of community engagement, including online surveys and targeted consultation with key users and community members. Probably one of my key take-home points in this is, particularly with the foreshoulders, 44% wanted major changes, 48% wanted minor, but only 8% to leave as is. So I guess it did indicate that there is some work to do and the importance of this strategy to try to inform us best to how to move forward. So effectively all that community consultation is there for information and that informs the action plan. And so effectively the next phase of this is getting those actions into our actual capital works and operational programs to have these things implemented in priority order. So
thank you very much, Jager. That's really important. It is great to see the amount of people that's put forward a basic mandate to get something done.
Thank you.
Can I have somebody move the George's Bay to fan? Councillor Fever, seconded Councillor Carter. Any comments, please, on it? Councillor Fever.
I'd like to mention, as I have done previously, that I think the Stiglitz Boat Ramp is a really high priority, and for those people that don't realise, a number of boaties use that. It's silted up. Last year we looked at the possibility of dredging it. It's too dear, so we actually need to move the boat ramp north, and I think that's super essential, because at the moment you can't put a normal boat there with a normal outboard with a tide under 0.4 metres, so instead of being able to fish daily, you can only fish in that sort of 8 hours window of opportunity, the 4 hours coming in, the 4 hours coming out.
Thanks, Barry. Any other comments? Councillor Carter.
It's an amazing example of consultation and very well presented.
Thank you very much. Any further comments? If not, I'm going to... Oh, you're going to speak.
Oh, sorry, 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 Mayor. Yeah, just to add
Councillor Jake.
Barry's comment, we did originally have that draft as a meeting priority. It's now in as a high priority, so that 1 to 3 year time frame will apply to get on with that one.
Any further comments? If not, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. Thanks very much, Jake. 23.17.1 is the General Manager's report. And John.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just note that last minute change, I didn't attend the LGAP meeting in Launceston last Friday. I left it for you, Mr. Mayor, to cover that one there as well. Just on the previous Saturday, I attended the Tevukana Ranger Workforce Development Program at Little Musaro. This actual program covers an area which stretches down into Bay of Fires as well, so I think as we see this develop into the future, it's a really important piece of work happening in the country and close there as well. So we've got 14 participants, not quite 50-50 from a gender perspective, but certainly quite a diverse range of participants, age-wise, as well as geographic as well, because this is a statewide project. But yeah, look forward to learning a bit more about that as it progresses. Just in relation to Dragonfly Mountain Bike Race, look, there was an incredible amount of hard work from the organisers to put this on, and certainly from an organisational perspective, the Mountain Bike team made sure that the trails were in top-notch condition and ready to go, which was the feedback that we got was sort of quite outstanding in terms of quality. And the other work that goes in needs to be acknowledged as well with the community services staff and other staff behind the event, providing support in different ways as well. So it was outstanding and certainly great feedback. Just a couple of brief updates there. Rao was talking about the Tasmanian Audit Office a little bit in his report as well. And just note there that the COVID emergency declaration will cease on the 30th of April. Don't think it means it's gone away, it's just not the emergency that it was seen as being there as well. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Happy to take questions.
Thank you. Can I have somebody move the report we've received? Councillor Fever, Secretary Councillor Chappell. Any questions to the General Manager on his report, please?
Can I?
Councillor Drummond.
Just ask for clarification on page 370, we've got International Women's Day event in Fingal. Was that the one in St Mary's? Page 370 on the communications report, social media.
Oh, sorry, yep.
International Women's Day event in Fingal. I think, is that referring to the one in St... Did you have one in Fingal, Gary? No. Yeah.
Any further questions?
Yeah, I thought that. Thank you.
If we have no further questions, I'll take that to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 23.17.2, NTDC. John, would you like to comment on that one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is their quarterly report on activities, which they're required to provide as part of funding and legislation that comes to council for consideration because we exercise enterprise powers in supporting NTDC. I know that we had the CEO and Chair present to Council at the last workshop, but certainly the report they provide is quite extensive in relation to their activities.
Can I have somebody move the report be received? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Chappell. Any comments or questions to the General Manager on the NTDC report? If not, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. 23.17.3 is ALGA motions. John, would you like to take this one, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Had a couple of conversations and workshops to identify potential motions for submission. And at the moment, Mr. Mayor, we have two potential motions, one around extended producer responsibility for soft plastics, and one around the new version of the Green Army program to support environmental protection and conservation. As whether there's anything else on whether the council's happy to put forward those two motions.
Can I have somebody move the recommendations? Councillor Drummond and seconded Councillor Chappell. Any comments or any further comment regarding the motions? Councillor Drummond?
I just think both of the motions are really important. I think that, you know, sharing some of that responsibility back to the producers, responsibility for soft plastics, is a really positive thing. And I know we've tried for the Green Army in the past, but I think it's good that we're raising it again because it has done quite a lot of benefit within our community, and we could use it again to great benefit for the community. So, yeah.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
Councillor Chappell. Is there any Councillor Johnson?
I just wanted to actually support what Janet has said, and I think the Green Army stuff around places, regional communities such as ours, where people, tourism we say is the backbone of our economy, like to have these places looked after and restored, they're the people that can do it, and it's great for our community.
It looks like we've got broad support, and I think they're both very, very important issues. So I'll take this to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you very much. And I'm going to have to ask our lone participant.
No,
and look, thank you for your comments this morning as well.